About nothing. It's me, your boy, the fucking hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie boy. Robbie, say hello.
What's going on, Sebastian?
I have a question. Did you just stare at the camera the entire time?
No. We have cameras.
Jesus Christ.
I guess this is a nice way to let everybody know we're doing this with cameras. So if you... Yeah, I mean, everybody watches YouTube, so just help the boys out and fucking subscribe to us on YouTube.
Click the subscribe button.
Yeah.
We love that.
We're going to be doing YouTube.
It's a new game.
We're in a new game. We're going to be up in the Instagram, so definitely hit us up on Instagram. Be sending those clips. I want to talk about Instagram for a second.
Oh, okay. But here's the thing.
What?
Robbie, look at me.
What?
The camera's going to be up.
I know.
Okay, and I know you're going to have the option. Here's your option.
Look at you or look at the camera?
Look at me or look at yourself in the camera. And I know, Robbie, I know the choice that everyone would make, but you got to look at me in the eyes, okay?
I'm looking at you.
Okay, beautiful. You can't lose sight of me.
I'm looking at you in the eyes.
Just because, you know what? You ever heard the Greek myth about the man that fell in the river because he loved his fucking face so much? I don't want you to become that.
All right, that's a good, I haven't heard this Greek myth. I did tell one of your allegories this weekend, and I almost FaceTimed you to tell it a little slightly better, and they're like, you don't have to bother. Like, Sebastian just tells it way better. But
which allegory?
About carrying the woman all day.
Yeah. We all love that. The classic. Dude, I've been on fucking line. All I do, if you're out there and you know a picture of that allegory, a painting, what I want in my room.
That's
I need a painting
want.
Of that allegory.
Yeah, you do.
All right, what do you want to tell me about Instagram?
I feel like, as of recently, it's becoming very, like, Facebook, chain message, like, boomery. Like these chain emails that people send around. With this whole rise of the little button that's like, show me your Urban Dictionary name or show me. I just feel like we as millennials are just like, this is it. Instagram's done. It's not. It's like the corny, like, all right, we're all going to do the same little thing and just copy and paste.
We are literally about to do more Instagram, so don't you dare be saying that. Okay. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, I want to rescue it. I am invested in the future of Instagram.
Oh, wow.
I am more just like what I want. This is what I want to talk about it. It's like I don't want it to become that. I don't want it to become show me a picture of when you were 7 years old that embodies your energy. Like,
did
I don't
you
want
check
it to
your
just
Urban
become,
Dictionary?
No.
I checked mine.
I saw somebody else named Sebastian post it.
What'd he say? Wait, whoa. Who else is named Sebastian?
There's other people in the world.
What do you mean Sebastian? Other people? Wait, you follow other people named Sebastian just because they share the same name as me?
No, he's like a family member. He's like a family member.
Don't lie to me. Do you follow someone else on Instagram because him and I share the same name?
No, I followed him first. You're not the only Sebastian in my life. This is an unfortunate situation. It took a while, I would have to say, Sebastian, my comedy friend, the guy I'm doing the podcast with.
To who?
Like my friends, because they know the other Sebastian. He's very funny, the other Sebastian.
What's happening? Why are you doing this to me?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing to me
right
now?
I just don't want Instagram to become this, like I don't
you
want
know
it
how
to
many
have
Robbies
the same
I know?
Thing. Well, how many?
Two of them jerk me off. I'm not here rubbing that in your face every day, okay?
Right,
what are we talking
He's
here?
He's got two Robbies.
I know many. I got a Rob. I got a – my podiatrist's name is Robbie. Dude, I got one guy who hooks me up with Jets tickets. His name is Robbie, okay? So don't be telling me I don't know Robbies.
I don't doubt it.
I know Robbies.
Okay. We keep other people with the same name as
what
us
are you
out
doing
of this
to me?
Room. All right. We can do that
You know
now
what?
On.
Once I was hooking up with a girl – right?
Okay.
Greatest kisser in Brooklyn. Here we at.
Sebastian, the best kisser in Brooklyn.
Yeah, best kisser in Brooklyn. Where
Self-proclaimed.
We at? Self-proclaimed.
Whenever he kisses somebody, he needs to make sure that he tells you how good he was at it.
Okay, best kisser in Brooklyn. Where
best
we at?
Best kisser in Brooklyn, Sebastian Canelli.
Sebastian
you heard it
Canelli,
here
yes.
From him. From the lips. from those best kiss lips himself.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
It takes some good lips to say that you're the best kisser in Brooklyn. It takes some good lips and tongue action to say it. I'll tell you this. A person that's a bad kisser cannot say that they're the best kisser in Brooklyn.
You'd think they can't even. It wouldn't flow out of
I'm
the mouth.
I'm the best kisser in Brooklyn. But if someone goes to me, "Hey, Robert, I'm the best kisser in Brooklyn," right? So yeah, would you go, "Oh yeah, bullshit"? But me, do you hear the words in my mouth?
Best kisser in Brooklyn.
I, for some reason, am a sicko psychopath that enunciates and speaks fucking slang.
Okay, only maybe when you say best kisser in Brooklyn.
Best kisser in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay. When I say Brooklyn, my mouth is like a fucking puffing bird.
I don't think speaking is a preview to kissing.
I don't
think people are necessarily, if you speak well, you kiss well.
I heard after Jesus talked on the fucking mound, every girl was trying to hook up with him after that speech, bro.
I think these are totally
bullshit,
different.
Bullshit, man.
They're totally different.
All the dudes in my college only took a fucking public speaking class because they want to fucking kiss, you know? And one class,
I think this is true.
I swear to God, we would all get fucked. We would all do the class sober, and then we do the class drunk again at night, so we knew how to public speak at night, if you know what I'm saying, bro. You know?
Okay.
So I'm the best, as I was saying, best kisser in Brooklyn.
All right. Where is this going?
Where was this going? What was I talking about? I got it. So as we know, best kisser in Brooklyn, right?
Okay.
Boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what it is. I found out once. I made out with a girl. We made out a couple times. It is what it is, right? It is what it is.
Yes.
Right? She tells me about the fourth time we make out. She's made out and had sex with a Sebastian. Done.
You were not.
That moment, done
the
in my
name,
head.
Really?
I was heartbroken.
Really?
I've only been heartbroken two times in my life.
Okay.
One was a good reason.
Okay.
Second time
was a good reason. That is not funny.
What is a good reason?
I will not be brought up on this podcast.
What?
You're just going to have to take my word for it.
Trust me. This ain't NPR.
That's a really good reason.
This ain't the fucking moth. Yeah. Okay? It is what it is. Right? What do you want me to fucking...
Okay.
What do you want me to do?
I don't want to hear about it.
You wanted me to do a four-part YouTube series on this shit right here?
I don't need to hear about the
with
one
with the slideshow
time.
And shows pictures of me through the progression? No. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not a story. That's a saga.
Oh, yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
extended cut.
Extended cut.
Yes.
We don't need that. All right. Number two was when you found out the girl
relationships
that you made out
with me. Extended cut. That's what they call a relationship with me. Extended cut. You, the abridged. No, you're just a preview, right? Extended cut, right?
Okay.
You extended uncut?
No.
We had to know. Okay, listen to me. Shut up. Let's focus. So here's the thing. First time, good reason.
Okay.
Second time, she gets another boy named Sebastian. Okay? Yeah. So I can't fucking believe that you're talking about another Sebastian to me. Blood or not blood? What have I said on the day one since this podcast?
I don't know. We're blood? He may not be blood, but
yes!
He is my nephew.
What are we talking here?
He may not be blood, but he is my nephew.
What are we talking here?
Okay.
Okay?
And I will never bring it up again.
He can't be spoke. That's the Voldemort. We just figured out who the Voldemort of the podcast is.
He's a great Voldemort. I'll say that.
What are you doing, Robbie? What are you doing? How often are you at his house?
Not often.
Okay. So shut the fuck up. Okay.
Well, we have this nice new stuff. Please do follow us. We are still invested in Instagram. I'm not trying to shit talk it.
I just want to keep it cool.
Maybe that's what this is for. We're trying to make it more cool.
We're
fighting against it maybe not being as cool as it once was.
I'm gonna start smoking straight blunts on the pod. I haven't smoked a blunt in
that's
forever.
What you...
But for some reason today, all I was saying was I'm just gonna start smoking straight blunts on the podcast.
Yeah,
all right. For some reason, now that you see me, I'm like, oh, I better fucking show up correct.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I better live to the hype.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, I'm not gonna. If you're not watching, I'm smoking so many blunts.
Yeah. It is exciting that people can see, and it looks nice.
I know.
But I will say, it looks all nice. You might be thinking, wow, these guys are just fucking on top of the world. Kings of kings, like untouchable, amazing. We had a very humbling experience this last week.
humble, bro.
It was the most humbling experience of my life. And I had to, I went over to you and I was like, I needed to tell you that. I didn't know if it was yours, but it was for me.
Humbling experience. I mean, we all know I've lived humble lives.
I've had humbling experiences many times as well.
I once pissed my pants at someone else's christening.
Yeah.
At someone else's christening.
As an adult.
I was holding the baby.
Okay. You pissed your
I was
pants
the godfather.
Holding the god. Okay.
I was the godfather. Okay. I pee-peed my pants a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It was, I pulled up too quick, such a situation, okay?
Okay.
But anyways. No, what are you talking about?
That the logistics don't work out on that.
What do you mean it don't work out on that?
You pulled up.
I pulled up too fast.
You said you pissed your pants while holding the baby.
I meant like there was a tinkle in the stinkle.
Okay, okay,
right?
Okay.
As I'm holding the baby. Okay.
Okay, okay.
This experience puts that to shame.
This is the most humbling experience of my life.
I've forgotten words on stage when I'm supposed to be singing a song.
Yeah.
And I just looked at the audience and I shrugged my shoulders.
Yes.
More humbling than that, okay? You tell me when you're dressed up in fucking tights in front of the whole high school.
Yeah.
And you forget the words of the song, so you just break the fourth wall and shrug your shoulders. This experience was more humbling than that.
By leaps and bounds. Not even comparable.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal.
I would say you looked great doing it.
First off, I'm just like a fucking mob boss outside. wait, we have to say where we are.
Which
we
makes it even more humbling.
100%.
Because so it didn't matter.
We went.
Yes.
Robbie and I went to the one place you never expect us.
Yes.
We walked through the back closet of Hot Topic and ended up at AnimeCon.
We went to AnimeCon, baby.
Robbie and I stood outside of AnimeCon handing out flyers to our show.
Yes, we had a show Friday night. One of our special guests was going to be the voice of Ash Ketchum. And we were like, beautiful. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people who love Pokemon. So you'd think going to be at AnimeCon.
Yes.
And why not go hand some things out and try to get some people to come?
Hand some flyers out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I rolled through. You and I rolled through. And first thing that we do is I go, all right, let's split up.
Yeah.
Right? Because you split up. Well,
divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer, right?
Yes. It was also very cold. We needed to get moving as fast as possible.
Quick.
Yeah.
And so we're going to hand out flyers. First time I've been doing comedy years and years. First time I'm about to hand out flyers doing comedy. Right? Fuck it. I don't care. It's a new world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, I could swallow my pride.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I had never handed out flyers for anything in my life as well.
Oh, yeah, I've never done that either, right?
Yeah.
The only thing I ever did was I went around door-to-door asking for candy on Halloween.
Yeah.
That was the closest I've been to – the closest I've ever been to hand out flyers is going trick-or-treating. Yeah,
okay.
Going, hey, can I get some candy, right?
Yeah.
So we go to AnimeCon. Oh, we go to – it's anime, right?
AnimeCon, yeah.
So we go to AnimeCon. I'm standing outside. Wool fucking a wool jacket that you could wear to a funeral or a wedding. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yes,
Ralph Lauren, you fucking touch that shit, you feel gravy. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yes.
Black pants, hair done, standing outside, chained up, popping.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
I look like an extra in The Sopranos at one of the funeral scenes.
You did.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm standing outside, just going, "Hey, we got Pokemon fans," and literally, I know everyone. I'm an out. In this world, I go, these are fucking losers, right? These are losers. These are men. There's grown up men dressed up as orcs
there
and fucking ghosts.
Yeah, which is cool. Which I'm not trying to shit on the anime people. Which we'll get to, I guess.
I'm gonna shit on it, bro. You know what this is?
No, but there's some people that. Yeah, went alone or didn't really have a friend or
alone.
So.
I could smell them outside. They stank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just going, hey, Pokemon fans. Anyone like Pokemon? Any Pokemon fans?
Yeah.
Literally, a man dressed as an orc goes to me, "No, you fucking loser." Points at me with his fucking foam sword, goes, "No, you fucking loser." Stays in his character voice, right? Because he doesn't want to break character, right? Truly. truly a person that would eat alone at lunch is going, no, you fucking loser. I go, oh, my bad. And I'm nervous. I go, I don't like Pokemon either. Like, I'm trying to justify myself to these fucking losers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm out there. I go, hey, Pokemon fans, there's like two people dressed up in like fucking like little sundresses, like little like pink poof dresses. I go, Pokemon fans, they go, read the room, you fucking nerd. Yeah. What's happening here? What's happening here? I'm like.
I mean, you used to sit outside of Hot Topic and make fun of the people that left. This is like the complete power dynamic has shifted.
They say.
They had the upper hand. You had something that you needed from them, and they did not give two fucks about you.
They could not care about me at all. They put me. I even says, hey, Pokemon fans. And they go, what's that? I go, you know, the animals that you're catching the balls. And they go, you're pronouncing it wrong, you loser. Yeah. I go, I'm trying. I literally said to people so many times, I'm just trying. Yeah. My palms were to the heavens.
I mean, there was, yeah, I went up to some people and it's just, hey, you like Pokemon? And there was like, no. Yeah. And I was just like, we're at anime con. And you would think it was like the strangest question that I approached them. 100%. I'm like, going, do you like Tom Brady?
No.
I'm saying, do you like Bully? Like, there's people
you didn't
dressed
go
in, there's a guy, he was dressed in a Jigglypuff hat with a Pokeball basketball. And I go up to him, I'm like, this is great. He obviously likes layup. Pokemon. Layup, literally.
Layup.
Layup. I go up to him, I'm like, hey, how's it going? I see you have the Pokemon. I love the hat, the Jigglypuff hat. I'm doing a show around. He just like stops me. He goes, I'm good, bro. And it was the most humbling experience of my life because I just have never felt so out of place. Like, so 100%. Like looked down upon. And by such people that it was, I guess, karma to just put into perspective how looked down upon.
We were the losers.
Yeah, we were by far the losers. I mean, we were, of course, we're losers.
We were
standing outside begging people to take a free piece of card from us.
No one, people wouldn't.
People didn't want to give us a time of day.
People wouldn't even look at me.
Yeah.
People wouldn't. Someone stopped me and they said, they said, are you okay? Someone literally said, are you okay? I go, yeah, I'm just trying to get people to my show. They go, ugh, that's rough. And then they walked away.
Yeah. People, and I'm like, this is. Also, traditionally, people that would like improv, I would think, and Pokemon themed. I was like, we should be talking the same language. This is what we have in common, almost.
Like,
I would think it would be a world's colliding in like a beautiful way, and it was the opposite.
No. There's a few times in my life that I've left my body and seen what I was doing. There's a few times. One time. My grandpa died. I'm sitting there, right? Moth style, right?
Yeah.
I could see the room. I could see everyone crying, and I'm crying, and I'm not feeling it yet, but I'm crying.
Yeah.
I go, fuck, this moment's heavy right here. I felt it, right?
Yeah.
Another time, I'm standing outside the fucking Expo Center. The Javits Center. And I just feel the people walking by judging me.
You told me somebody from Digimon was even giving you hate.
Bro! Literally, a dude dressed as Digimon. I go, my man, you like Pokemon? I got a show for you. And he goes, fuck Pokemon. Fuck Pokemon. Digimon. Spit on the ground. Fucking walks away. I'm wearing Tim's, bro. Yeah. I'm wearing Tim's.
Yeah.
I swear to God. This is what I learned. I need to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
Right? And the lesson is, I need to stay in a place where I'm safe. Yeah. Okay?
Is Pokemon like the two main are they like the jocks of anime world? Or are they the losers of anime world?
I think it's basic.
Yeah, we weren't giving enough. We weren't dressed for the occasion, and we're doing Pokemon, and we're trying to sell them something.
They imagine you went to like a comedy festival, and you're walking around and going, who likes Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah,
Who likes Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah.
That's what we were doing.
Yeah, I guess that was it.
And once in a while, a person goes, I guess, occasionally there'll be a group and they go, yeah, I guess he does. And he goes, yeah.
Yeah, but there's people, every 15th person is dressed in something Pokemon related.
Bro, I saw a kid as Charizard walking with his arms tucked.
Yeah.
Arms tucked. Yeah. Like a little fucking dinosaur.
Yeah.
And I literally go, hey, you want this? And he went like this and flipped me off in the air with his fucking tiny T-Rex arm. Went and walked away. Yeah. He gave me the fucking finger as a Charizard. Yeah. Like, I'm ridiculous. Yeah. And then I seen the kid go to a hot dog stand and struggle to eat the fucking dog, bro. Okay? Yeah. He had his girlfriend feed him in hot dogs because his costume restricted his arms too much.
I was telling him, I'm like, you might meet, like, there's going to be people. There's so many people alone, too. Did not.
I know.
Don't need a friend. Don't want a they're just happy in their own situation, I guess.
People in with suitcases that are literally going to a hotel room to spend the night alone.
Yeah.
They'd rather stare at the programming for tomorrow than even hear what
they
I have to say.
They give you the time of day.
I mean, the only person that was getting more shit was the guy handing out cards to the strip club. Yeah. He was the only one going. Yeah. They go, naked people? No, go, boo. We like clothing. We like costumes.
I don't want to shit on them too bad, but it was the most humbling experience. I feel like this is bad karma. This is why we were in that position.
Bro, karma's already done. Bro, because, karma's on our side right
now. In our last in other times in our lives, we might have not been the kindest people to the anime people.
Can I say this?
What?
This is going to get wild.
Okay.
This is going to get
wild. We have the cameras on, so.
Oh, the camera. I don't like this. Here, this is wild. So I used to make fun of goth girls, right?
Okay.
You know, everyone knows this, right?
You used to make fun of goth girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was a Sean John boy.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Okay,
I was Mr. Marky Echoes, right?
No My Chemical Romance for you.
No, I chimed in with that, right? Yeah, I know all, right?
Yes.
I know it all because the people I.
One of My Chemical Romance's best songs.
Is that really?
No, that's not even. That's Panic at the Disco.
Haven't you people ever heard of?
Yeah, that's Panic at the Disco.
What is happening in the science lab?
Yeah.
Right? What's My Chemical Romance song?
When I was.
Yes. Of course, the classic, right?
The classic.
The OG.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
So when I was younger, I didn't like. I would make fun of the goth people.
Yeah.
Right? I thought they were gross. What are you doing? Right?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You never heard of Juicy Couture?
Yeah.
You can't throw some Abercrombie on? Like,
yeah.
I want 4 tank tops, but your boobs still show, right? That's what's my I was like, how many tank tops?
How many camis could you put on? Yeah.
How many camisoles could a girl wear but still have cleavage? That was my jam in high school.
Well, I think the more camis, the more cleavage.
Stop.
Yeah. It just packs
it
all in.
You just fucking Penn and Teller'd my ass, bro. No, really?
I would imagine that would be how it works.
You think the more camis, the more cleavage?
Definitely.
No, I think the more camis, the harder the cleavage is.
I don't know.
If you put a picture in 4 frames, you think the picture's going to pop more?
No, but it's if you put a pillow in 4 pillowcases, it's going to be a little bit more like puffy.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't
know. So the goth.
So I wouldn't like goth girls.
Okay.
Something's happening, bro.
Oh, you're mad. Did something happen outside the Javits Center? Was it a Christmas wish?
Can I tell you this? It was a Christmas miracle. I fucking slept that
night.
Maybe
because they were rude to you.
Dude, I 100%.
Maybe because you felt you need to win their validation.
I fucking a Christmas Carol that shit. A Christmas Carol.
It did feel like.
And fucking
it
Tom,
felt like we
Tom
were,
DeLong
it,
visited me that night to show me the ghost the ghost of goth past. Okay.
Yeah, it did feel like that.
100%. Tom DeLong came into my fucking dreams and said, yo, Sebastian, right? He goes, this is what you missed.
Tom DeLong, the lead singer of My Chemical Romance.
Blink 182.
Oh, okay.
The OG, right? He's of Christmas past, right?
Okay.
Tom DeLong shows up and he shows me. He goes, this is you, bro, outside the Hot Topic. And
wait,
he goes,
so you think he was visiting high school Sebastian?
Yeah.
That's what that kind of did feel like. It felt like a scene out of that.
So I bought a girl clothes once. Clothing.
Okay.
Underwear.
He's the best kisser in Brooklyn, and he'll buy you underwear.
I mean, it is what it is,
yeah,
King, right?
Yeah.
So I bought a girl clothing, like some clothes and some pieces. You know, it is what it is, right? So, and it was from a website.
Okay.
And I was like, gave my email, I got 10% off, right?
Okay,
I hope she doesn't listen because then she knows I got 10% off.
I think she could be okay.
You think she'd be okay with
that? You saved $8.72 generously.
Generously, right?
Yeah.
So anyways.
Maybe six, probably closer to $5.50.
Nah, bro.
Oh, you had a big order? Was it $11?
It was double digits.
Double digits, 10%.
When you're hitting double digits and 10%, right?
That's best kisser in Brooklyn, and he'll buy you $100 worth of underwear.
Bro, don't even get me started. I bought the girl Uggs, too.
Oh, wow.
The slipper ones, you know? It is what it is. Anyways. Never mind. Don't even... No, everyone ignore that.
At a loss for words. All right. So you bought underwear.
I bought a couple pieces, right?
A couple pieces of underwear.
No.
Okay.
A couple pieces.
Okay.
You know, not clothing. A couple pieces.
Lingerie.
No.
Outfits?
Just a couple pieces, okay. Right? Okay. It was from this website.
Okay.
You want to know the website's name?
No. I mean, sure.
Dolls Kill. Have you ever heard of them?
Dolls Kill?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I have not heard of it.
Neither have I, right? And I only got...
Prior to this, you never heard of it.
Also, I talked to other girls about this since, and that's not a website that people like. It's like a shitty website. Like, it's like... It takes clothes from other designers and sells it for different... Yeah, they like steal designs, right?
Okay.
It's a bad
place.
We don't like them. But I'll tell you this. They're a little emo gothy, right?
Okay. Oh, you've been getting the emails.
I've been getting the emails, and I could unsubscribe...
But you don't
...to these email chains... But there's a part of me that gets a daily emails of girls dressed up in goth clothing.
That you like.
That I like.
That you like.
So every
kill.
Day, I literally get emails from Dolls Kill.
And you wait for it.
I wait for it every single day. And I don't unsubscribe because I think there's a piece of me
that likes
Dolls Kill, bro. There's a piece of me that is into the goths now. Wow. I think that I've learned.
You've learned.
I am no Ebenezer Scrooge no more, okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I learned.
You've atoned from your sins.
Bro, look at this. They're just booty shorts with pentagons on their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I've learned. Dolls, I mean, look at this.
I mean.
This is an emo site.
Yeah. I mean, it was the most humbling experience of my life, and I do think it was good that we experienced it, and it did put a lot of things into perspective. Some of those people were genuinely mean. I hope to never be, like, so off-putting to people that are just, like, trying to be kind.
I don't think you are.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
I don't think you are. I don't think I am either.
No, not at all.
I think both of us are kind to people that we don't know.
Yeah, I try to be to strangers.
Try to be. I think that also, I will say this, these are people, I'm going to pull a Robbie move, right? Cover
anti-social.
Our ass.
I would say antisocial.
These are people that, like, struggled and got picked on growing up, right?
Yeah.
By people like me.
Yes.
So maybe there's some people leaving the festival.
And you're just going. I will say nobody was really, like, mean to me outright. They were maybe dismissive.
Yeah.
But nobody was mean to me. But I don't think I give off the same. I can approach it, I think, in a little bit lower place where you're just going, you like Pokemon? Who likes Pokemon?
I'm mispronouncing the name.
As if you're selling Pikachus.
I'm literally
with this big trench coat.
And someone goes, why, what do you have? Literally, that was the people that wanted it.
Yeah.
Why, what can you do for me?
Yeah,
I like it. What do you got, right?
Yeah,
it was the most aggressive attitudes ever.
Yeah.
But these...
I, like, knew some references. Somebody's dressed up as a niche character. I'm like, oh, I love that character. By the way, I got this show. I was more, trying to find something that in their outfit or their presentation that I knew or could relate to.
Not me.
Or be like, oh, you like improv? Because I could sniff somebody that might like improv, too.
Would you think you could sniff that on me?
That you like improv?
Yeah.
I think I would pretty much sniff that you're into comedy.
If you never met me, I'm walking down the street.
Yeah.
You think you look at me and you say that's a comedy boy?
I think if not walking down the street.
Amazing.
But talking to you, you're fun. You know what you're doing. Some people like know how to be funny, and that's you.
It doesn't matter. It was good. I think we both needed that experience.
Absolutely.
I would say I was humbled.
Yes.
And it was nice.
Yes.
It was.
And we had a great show. It was great. Keep coming out to the shows.
It was
obviously
beautiful. I have now Ebenezer Scrooged myself into a fucking.
Yeah.
I love the e-girls. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we should do more humbling things.
Maybe we should.
I think it was good because I did think it was a really good show, and I was like very happy by the end of the night. I forgot that we even did it.
I didn't.
I mean, I remembered the next day.
I held that with me.
I remembered the next day, but by the end of the night, I was like,
"No, I got off stage and been like, wow, I was fucking Icarus today, you know, hitting those highs and lows. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. No, but I think it's good that we do humbling experiences.
Yeah, I do as well.
100%. But that's behind us.
That is behind
us. You know what's in front of us?
Thanksgiving.
You better fucking believe it, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk Thanksgiving for a minute.
Okay.
One, bad holiday.
Yeah. We don't like it. We were talking about this earlier. Me and you are not really big fans of Thanksgiving, specifically the food served on Thanksgiving.
100% the food. I think the food is bad.
Yeah, I think it's bad too.
There's nothing about the food that I like.
Yeah.
I think that literally if the best dish that you have, the best dish that Thanksgiving has is seasoned bread in the oven.
Yeah.
If the best dish is bread.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
I know. It's like the people that will recommend or talk about a restaurant and they'll be like, oh, the bread in the beginning is so good. I'm like, I cannot take
your
opinion on any restaurant. They'll be like, oh, we went there. The bread was the best part. I'm like, I can.
No.
What?
What are we, Red Lobster here? What are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm sorry, but like that's not the reason. I get good bread.
Of course.
I get that it's a precursor. It's like a. It's like the vibe a little bit. The bread is more close to the aroma of the place. I don't even know if that's the right word, but like
the ambiance.
Yeah, I would say the bread is more. I would put it in the ambiance category than the food category.
I disagree because I don't eat ambiance. Sometimes I've been known to nibble a daisy or two.
Yeah.
I've been known to catch a couple of pooperies in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
I've gone up to a table and someone gave me a kid's menu and I ate the crayon by accident. You know what I'm saying? It was orange. What was I supposed to do? You cannot be putting a crayon down at a place you're supposed to eat and the color is the name of a food. Okay? You cannot do that.
Okay. Then this is a totally different conversation. But I would say that the bread, like if you're talking about like a good restaurant that you're like, oh, you got to go. It's like the vibe. The bread is more vibe related.
I want to go to a place someone recommends.
Yes.
I get there and they put bread on the table. The person never even mentioned it. I look forward to that meal.
Yes.
I want to go to a place and someone goes, they're going to give you bread. Don't eat it. Save yourself. Save your appetite.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever gotten a recommendation for a place where someone says, don't eat the free bread?
I feel like people have said that. I eat the bread for the most part.
But you always eat the bread. I'm not saying you don't eat the bread.
Yeah.
I'm saying that you get the recommendation.
Yeah, definitely.
And I would even eat the bread, and I would say, tell someone else, don't eat the bread.
Yes.
I think eating the bread is implied.
Yes.
But in your mind, you go, I don't need to eat the bread.
Yes.
Which makes the bread taste even better.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Ugh, that's a restaurant. And that's stuff.
But Thanksgiving, exactly.
That stuff, if your best meat item. It's just fucking warm bread. We
thought we were on the same consensus of this. Is like nobody really likes Thanksgiving food. We were talking to some people. They were like, no, it's great.
People got pissed at us.
Yeah, so like I don't know if people are out here loving Thanksgiving, but.
I mean, turkey, let's be honest. Turkey has to be one of the worst meats that ever came about.
Yeah.
Let the fucking turkey live.
Yeah.
Also, I gotta say this.
What?
I seen someone post online.
Okay.
They posted, let's have a moment of silence for, and then they said the name of the turkey that the president's going to kill.
Okay.
I mean, the world's a tough place. The world's a tough place.
Are they like anti-president?
They're a vegan.
Oh, vegan.
And let's have a moment of silence for this bird the president's going to kill.
I thought he pardons. That's his big thing, is that he pardons turkeys.
But he kills
some and pardons
and
some?
And he pardons others.
Oh, interesting.
And so they're saying, like,
we need
to have a moment of silence for these birds.
Yes.
I mean, like, how can you not understand that people are dying? People are losing lives.
I think, especially the last year COVID and a half and everything. To be like, a moment of silence. You must never talk. You're given a moment of silence to the bird that Joe Biden is going to kill. On Thanksgiving Day, You must be mute because that is very low on the list of things that deserve a moment of silence, 100%. In my opinion. So it's like,
especially a turkey.
And that you would think, but oftentimes not necessarily, that those that's like a sensible person who is like caring about and can see issues, but sometimes not. Sometimes they're very single minded.
Have you ever seen a turkey in real life?
Yeah. I mean, we grew up close to the Six Flags Wild Safari.
Oh no, I mean out in the wild. So in Staten Island,
there's wild turkeys.
There's wild turkeys.
No, there's.
It's very interesting. There's wild. It's one of the only wild thing. The two wild things that we have on Staten Island are fucking wild dudes in Nissans, right? Yeah. And we have wild turkeys. Okay. These are the only two wild things we have. Okay. We have wild Mazdas.
Wild Mazdas and wild turkeys.
And wild turkeys, right? Okay. If you've ever seen a turkey,
yeah,
I want to shake the hand. I think that we only have Thanksgiving as a fucking turkey to reduce the turkey population.
Yeah, they're ugly.
Ugly? Bro, you know how fucking big a turkey is?
Yeah, very big.
They are scary.
Yeah.
They are huge.
Yeah.
And they're not nice. They look like nice birds.
Dragons.
I mean, we all know birds were around during prehistoric eras, right?
Yeah.
So we all know this, right?
Yeah,
who knows if the turkey was, right?
Yes.
I mean, no one knows. Scientists have been trying to figure out when the turkey came around, but they will never know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But these turkeys, you don't walk by a turkey. You walk by a pigeon, they scoot away, right?
Yes.
You walk by a turkey, they say, don't fucking walk in my way. They come at you, bro.
I have no interest in walking by a turkey.
Bro, a group of turkey? I swear to God, a group of turkeys? I bet you four turkeys could take you down.
I bet you two could take me down.
I bet you two. I bet you in your prime four. I bet you now two. In your prime four.
Yeah.
Now, two turkeys will catch you sleeping.
I don't win versus a turkey. It's either a draw or it's an L. Bro. I don't come out having killed the four turkeys. I either escape or I lose.
I think that even vegan households should be fucking cooking turkeys because they're disgusting beings.
Yeah.
I speak kindly about most animals
absolutely.
On this podcast.
Yes, you were vegan yourself for a short period of time.
For a very short period of
time.
But
A
couple of weeks. But here's the thing. Even if I was vegan,
yes,
I would take the turkey, put it in my mouth, chew it, and spit it out just so they know who my fucking boss is.
It doesn't taste good. I don't really like the taste of turkey.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And why are we fighting over the legs? They're not even good.
Yeah.
Nothing is. Here's the thing. You either get a white piece of meat, which is dry, and you get to put some gravy on it, or you get a dark piece of meat where you don't get to put gravy on it, and it's a little less dry.
Yeah.
Neither are good.
Yeah. No. And which also, very confusing, like, trend that has been happening to me, or not to me, in the world that I'm not on board for, I've never attended one, is Friendsgiving. Like, I do not understand why people want to do Thanksgiving. It started, like we were talking, people that can't go home for Thanksgiving. I think that was, like, the start, the inception of this concept. Is like, 100%. Oh, we live in a city, and we can't go home for
They did it on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
If you had nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Right? If you had nowhere else to sleep, they gave you a sleeping bag.
They were
right?
like, well, you had nowhere well, else all to the go, people that can't go home for Thanksgiving, we're going to do Friendsgiving.
We'll do Friendsgiving. And they even called it that.
Yes.
Because they were like, well, we wouldn't get together and eat this food normally, right?
Yeah,
this is fucking bullshit, so we have to give it a name, right?
Yes.
And they would only do it on the day.
Yes.
I would say even this, if you got together before 2 o'clock, you wouldn't call it Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Between the hours of 2 and 5. If you met at 6 at a bar, it was not Friendsgiving.
No.
No, it was between the hours of 2 and 5.
Yes.
It was during that fucking dinner
on
talk.
On Thursday. Yes.
That was Friendsgiving.
Yes.
So you didn't have to feel alone because you had no family with you.
Yeah. This fucking boom of people having Friendsgivings. I talked to somebody who had a Friendsgiving like November 6th. What?
This is insane.
Just have a party. Like, people need to just
have
be
a party.
Comfortable throwing a party.
Yes.
Like,
it doesn't
do
have
whatever.
To be.
It doesn't do. Friends, you don't need to wait for an excuse. Like, if you miss your friends, call them and be like, "Hey, I love when we get together. Let's have a party." You
and
don't
it doesn't
need to
have
mask
to be
it as Friendsgiving.
Make it another theme.
Yeah.
You know what I want? I want to invite my friends over on fucking Thanksgiving, and I want to do a fucking hot dog party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking do a Thanksgiving party.
Yeah.
People are simple, Robbie.
Yeah.
People are simple. Here's the thing. the hot kids, the bad boys, the bad girls, they wouldn't go home for Thanksgiving. Here's where it all came from, right?
Okay.
Here's the inception. I need to, everyone
I
to
don't
under-
think this is necessary.
This isn't necessarily true.
I think it's just people that don't live close to.
I want to tell the story of the first Friendsgiving
on this podcast. Okay.
We all know that fucking bullshit tale of the first Thanksgiving, and you keep that to yourself. I'm not interested. Here's the story.
Okay, the first Friendsgiving.
Here's the story of the first Friendsgiving.
All right.
There was a hot girl, right?
One hot girl.
She was.
Okay, I think I might agree.
What do you mean?
I see where it's going.
She was a hot girl, right?
Yeah, yeah. One hot girl who's going to be alone on a holiday is the inception of a lot of, here's the thing. I mean,
a hot girl, right? Okay. She's from a poor family. She moved to New York City because she thought she was going to make it on the Broadway, right?
Yes.
She moves to New York City. She can't go home for the holidays because she can't afford the tickets,
yes.
Right? So she tells her friends, her hot bartender friend,
yeah,
I'm going to be home, right? She journeys to the nearby bar. Oh, I'm going to be home tomorrow. Yeah. I got no one else to hang out with. Right?
Boom.
All of a sudden, through the bar comes these men, all these everybody hot single men.
Yeah.
Alone? Right? And she goes, I wish I had a family to spend it with.
Yeah.
And that's when one guy came up and went, I'll be your family tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, but we're not family. And she goes, we can't, a Thanksgiving, thanks stands for family.
Yeah.
It goes, well, I don't need to be family, you know, because that would be weird if we were family, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say this. I'll be your friends, right?
Yeah.
And that day.
And then she was like, well, my family, there's 6 boys and 4 girls that come every Thanksgiving. And it would just like love to feel just like home. And he was like. He just went and recruited people, and then they built that girl's beautiful family.
100%.
And they called it Friendsgiving.
And these hot dudes
taught
the girls how to drink.
Yeah.
And these hot girls taught the guys how to make some delicious food, right?
Yeah.
And they shared their cultures with each other, right? At this first Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Which was
wildly different than the first Thanksgiving.
Wildly different. And were those hot dudes wrong? Yes. They should have never been encroaching on those hot girls' territory.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they should have never been like, hey, I know you want to have a fun time tomorrow, but I'm going to come take your food, right? Because that's what these hot guys did, right?
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Because the hot people had it first, they spread the word of Friendsgiving.
They did one Instagram post, and everyone was like, that is literally so fun, and they wanted to do it again.
Because no one could post on Thanksgiving.
I think this is what it comes down to. People need to be comfortable throwing a party or having an event that isn't necessarily approved or, like, a checkmark thing. Or just post. Or be okay to just post on your grid or, like, do something that you don't have to be like, oh, we have to have it fit in this box. We have to go apple picking so we could do X, Y, and Z. We have to have a Friendsgiving so like we can just keep up with this checklist. Create your own checklist.
I saw a post of someone showing that they went around the room and everyone gave a speech about what they're thankful for about their friend group.
In Friendsgiving.
And I'll tell you this.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you this. I fucking Uber Eats the gun to their house so they could all fucking kill themselves. I'll tell you this. I Uber Eats the gun to their house. I go, and I got 4. And then he said, you are a Thanksgiving miracle. That's what I got in return. And I saw, then they all posted, 6 of them shot themselves in the face. As Ian talked about their sophomore year in high school. Okay. Because I'll tell you this. I love some of my friends. I love most of them.
Yes.
A couple I don't, right? But I love most of my friends. Do I want to hear them speak in like a setting where everyone's listening? Never.
There's about three
of my friends that I trust to speak in a setting like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking comedy friends. I'm talking like old friends, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's about 3 that I trust to speak in front of a group like that,
yes.
Right? Even the group of old friends.
Yes.
Some people aren't meant to do that speech.
Definitely not.
They went around the room.
That was for social media.
They said this person spoke for over 20 minutes about what they were thankful for.
That sounds like
regaling in stories of high school, sophomore, junior, senior year.
Oh, my.
Imagine going to a place. Not only are you eating shitty food, but it's shitty food from people in New York that don't know how to cook.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You think your mom makes bad turkey? Yeah. You think your mom? Try Karen from Bushwick. Yeah. She makes a bad turkey, okay? Yeah. You think your dad doesn't know how to do stuffing? Try Chaz from Astoria, okay? Yeah. I'll tell you this. He burns stovetop. He misses an ingredient when he does the stovetop. Yeah. I forgot the butter, but it's still wet. Right? So yes. What are we doing here?
No, I agree.
And all of them, you think all that's bad? It is horrible. And you think the political arguments are bad at your Thanksgiving at home? Your Friendsgiving. It's not going to be political. But they are going to be arguing and getting legit fights.
About what? Ted Lasso?
About what happened. No, not about Ted Lasso. They're going to be getting in legit. They were legit ends of Friendsgiving this year.
Okay.
Because people were fighting about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift ruined. I mean, politics will ruin Thanksgiving. Taylor Swift will ruin a Friendsgiving. Okay. Like, so what's better? At least fighting about politics, there's some points behind that, right?
Yeah.
Imagine storming out of Friendsgiving because you argued
about Taylor Swift.
Over what's the best new Adele song, right? Yeah. Imagine that's why. Imagine you got in a fight that you literally about Ted Lasso that you someone was like season two isn't that good and it was like, well, I recommended the show to you, right? Because Friendsgiving fights are petty.
Yes, yes.
Because nothing's worse because all these kids, they're doing Friendsgiving and they're drinking wine.
Yeah.
And they think that they're gonna eat enough.
It's gonna be all fun and games. We love each other.
No.
Yeah.
Friends, you put 15 people at a table, bad food, and they're just drinking wine. One, no, there's...
It only exists because one person really, really wanted this to happen.
Yes.
And it's like, not everybody is necessarily like that good of friends. No. And like, this person's... Like, this person just needed something in their mind, their vision to come true. And it's just like really one person's vision, and they're just like trying to keep the ship afloat.
Also...
What?
If you are a person, this is going to hurt.
Okay.
If you're a person that's like, I need a Friendsgiving, maybe remember that feeling trying to lock a family down for next year. If you're so desperate for a Friendsgiving.
We still accept Friendsgivings on Thanksgiving.
Oh, 100% because.
Friendsgivings on Thanksgivings is amazing.
Because you don't want to be alone.
That's the legitimate, yes. That is Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving we accept on Thanksgiving, right?
But early November, you got to just find a different reason to hang out with your friends. Or maybe they're not that good of your friends if you need if you need bad turkey in order to bring 100%. Everybody together. Wait, so you were talking about Taylor Swift arguments, people falling out over the Taylor Swift thing. The other day, we were having a brief discussion about Taylor Swift and everything, and I was like, yeah, I listened to the song. I listened to the song three times in a row, and I was like, yeah, I didn't really fully, I don't think, got all the drama. What happened? He stole her scarf, I guess, whatever. And three people just turned to me like whiplash and like, Robbie, the scarf was her virginity. And I was like, what? I did not. I was bad at critical reading. I thought I was like growing with like reading subtext and like understanding art. And I thought like I've grown as a person who would be able to understand things. And I was like, I did not get that from that. Did you know? Did you listen to that song and get that from that?
I did not know that.
It was like three people were like, how could you not see it?
My buddy just lost his hat. He was almost in tears. I go, yeah. I go, and he just left it at the bar. Yeah. I get it, bro. Yeah. I go, you should check out this Taylor Swift piece. Yeah. She's complaining about, I mean, I've lost a couple pairs of gloves that I've been like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
The scarf is the virginity.
That's what people were telling me. I don't know if this is true, but this is what multiple people, when I was like, I didn't get it. The scarf, is that thing big of a deal? And they were like, Robbie, the scarf was her virginity. And I was like, oh, wow. That's not it.
Does being a virgin keep you warmer?
No, I don't think that.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Never mind.
Now we're just like over.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I wasn't sure. Bad analogy. You picked that up.
Bad analogy.
I mean, I don't
know. I'll say it's not all on you.
Yeah.
Because I'll say this, you could get a new scarf, but you can't get a new virginity.
Yeah, it depends. I think depends. Sometimes virginity is a mindset.
I love that.
Yeah.
After every breakup, I'm a new virgin.
Yeah.
Just so I have an excuse for time one.
Hey, my bad, I'm a virgin.
My bad. I always whistle. I go, yo, My bad. I've been a virgin for about 12 months.
Yeah.
My bad. Yo. I've been about I've been a virgin for about 4-6 weeks right now. You know, it is what it is right now. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Well, I'll tell you this. I listened to the Adele album. That woman wrecked me. And she wrecked me. I think all men should listen to the Adele album as a cautionary tale of who you don't want to be.
She made Spotify get rid of the shuffle feature for her album.
Beautiful.
You think it's like a story?
Yeah.
It was good. All right, I got to check it out.
There was a song about men being scared. Like, I know your past hurts, but you don't be scared. Consistency is all I need or you'll lose me.
And you like you played that song today.
I played that. I didn't just play that song. I ran that song back. Yeah. And I ran that song back.
Yeah.
Me and that shit took a marathon. Yeah, okay, today.
Okay.
Right? When someone could sing a song about their point of view that has nothing to do with mine, and I feel like, wow, that's not who I want to be, that she could tell a story about a man in her life and make me feel bad for her and think about my own choices is a beautiful artist.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful artist. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Adele is, she's a beautiful artist.
If only she was fat.
No.
I'll tell you this. The only complaints about the whole album, as a thin man myself, as a skinny fuck, I listened to the album. Beautiful. So I fucking connected with it. I was sitting, you say something wrong with you as I was listening to the song, right?
Yeah.
And I said, because I was getting so emotional. You said, is something wrong to me? I said, yes. I'm listening to the song. You know what's wrong with me? It's not a fat person singing this. I said, if only she was fat, this would be a perfect album. I swear to God, if it gets a 4 out of 2 on a 10 out of Pitchfork, I understand, right?
Okay.
She would get a 10 out of 10 if she was fat. It's okay. Actually, I'm actually disgusted that she's not overweight. It's actually disgusting. I didn't see a picture of her until halfway through the album.
Okay.
I didn't say. I go, wow.
You didn't know that she.
I didn't know she lost a bunch of weight.
Down a little bit.
I was like, this album's incredible. Tears dripping down my face. Literally tears. Fucking someone shows me a picture of her. Whoop, I was a fucking Sahara, my eyes. I was fucking dry. I was dry bones, okay, from Mario Kart. I was disgusted. I said, I wrote her a letter in her inbox. I didn't just write her a DM. I wrote her a letter into her inbox.
Okay.
I said, how dare you deceive me and share feelings and not be overweight.
I mean, this is people actually are saying.
How dare, I mean, you sound so beautiful. Your voice is epic. Your words are wonderful. But now you're in better shape. I was going to buy tickets to a concert. I'm still going to buy. I'm just going to wear blindfolds because I'm not going to look at that hot woman the whole show. Also, she was hot before.
Yeah.
I am absolutely Adele, how fucking dare you?
I will say,
I could do these jokes now that we got video, right?
Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want.
Now that we got video, I could do these, right?
I will say,
I want everyone to know, I don't feel any type of way about that. I think it's such bullshit that fat people aren't allowed to like love. Right? And they accepted that a fat person was hurt, right?
Yeah.
Everyone goes, oh, I could accept that Adele was hurt. She's overweight, right? She was hurt.
Yeah.
A skinny person hurts. Never. Only fat people get hurt, right?
I see what you're saying.
Only fat people feel sad about shit like that.
Yeah.
Never a skinny person, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I heard that that someone hurt her. I go, well, of course she's fat. And then I saw a picture of her. I said, what sort of lies and sorceries is she doing to me? I know she's skinny now. There's no way a person could hurt her.
I see what you're saying.
If she was fat, I would be okay with that, right? So I don't even believe Adele at this point, okay?
She's great. I think she's Adele tremendous. Is great. From Rolling in the Deep, I was like, I'm a fan.
I can't wait, because I'll tell you this. Thanksgiving, the holidays come. I hit my room hard when I get home, and I hit an emotion. I do a fucking 1-2 tug, and I get emotional.
Okay. Oh, and this is perfect timing.
This is perfect timing as a grown 32-year-old man to be in my parents in my tiny twin
and
bed
in
Staten Island.
The lead single is called "Easy on Me," which maybe we all need to tell each other.
I need go to be easy a little on, easy
we need
on
to
me.
Go, yeah, we should all go easy on
I'm
ourselves.
I'm gonna be lying in Adele, eating dry, cold stuffing from the fridge, going. And the only good thing about this is there won't be a fucking friend in sight. All right, Robbie. This is nice.
This is our first. Please, please, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff. We're going to be putting out video content. And yeah, we still, December 17th, we haven't disclosed what we're doing, but keep the date open. Me and Sebastian are going to be hosting an event at Asylum NYC. So please, December 17th, keep that day open. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's around the holidays. We're going to make it special. Yeah, please come out.
Beautiful. All right, Robbie, hit the fucking music.